The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good evening. Good evening, hockey fans in Middlebury and the Champlain Valley, and welcome to Kenyon Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where this evening it's the day you've all waited for, the home opener for our own Middlebury College Panthers. The Panthers' opponent tonight are the Connecticut College Camels, and Middlebury and Connecticut College find themselves in the unique position of being last, tied for last in the NESCAC Conference early in this season. The Panthers falling in a couple overtime games, and Brett Luthner, who's here with me in the booth tonight, will be talking a little bit about that. The Panthers falling in two overtime contests, and another real close one at Bowdoin. Shoulda, coulda, might have been better, but not so. And Connecticut College coming off an even worse time of it, not scoring very many goals, and also sporting an 0-2-0 record. As I said, my name is Kim Lohr, and along with Brett Luthner, we'll be reporting and calling the game and all the plays this evening from Kenyon Arena. Middlebury opening their home season. Four straight road losses for the Panthers. Maybe, Brett, home cooking just what the Panthers are going to need this evening.
Maybe, because they played well in the first four games. It's not like they were out of it by any stretch of the imagination. I think the worst period of hockey they played was the third period of their last game against Plattsburgh, which we have some of the highlights to. Of course, this was the third-place game in the Prime League tournament, Great Northern Shootout. Middlebury was down 2-0 after the first period, but they've been showing resiliency all season, Kim. And they got it back in the second period at the 7:54 mark, when a guy whose name might pop up a few times tonight, Vinny Gesanti, would draw the Panthers to within 2-1.
Neary at the point, goes on across. Dawson, shot deflected wide. Rebound behind, now it's Stevens. Sends around to the point, Neary. Back for Stevens, left wing circle. Trying to hurry a shot through, deflected around a little bit. In some skate, score! Vinny Gesanti on the doorstep. It's a power play goal, and the Panthers cut the lead in half. It's 2-1.
So the Panthers at that point cut 2-1 on the power play. They would equalize a little less than 7 minutes later. The freshmen have been all right this season so far. And a former Panther, Martin LeChain, was proud of this one. His son, Joey Pacini, popping home his first of the career.
This one is sent around the wall but not out. Keep by the Panthers. Cage gives on off. Score! Joey Pacini in front. It's his first collegiate goal, and the Panthers have tied it in two with 5:47 to go in the second.
Pacini's first career goal from Cage made it 2-2 after two, but then a Jesse Nair goal that was a little bit disputed. The Panthers thought it went in on a high stick, made it 3-2. And from that point, Kim, the game got sideways from the Panthers as Plattsburgh State went on to win 5-2.
Well, tonight's a different night, and you're listening to the pregame show, the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, to be precise. And the show is sponsored again by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here live at Kenyon Arena, Kim Lower and Brett Luthner. Shortly before the start of this evening's contest, it's the Connecticut Camels, the Connecticut College Camels, against our own Middlebury Panthers. Middlebury comes into the season thus far with an 0-4 record. Brett, let's just kind of recap the first four games. You've done the broadcast, so
yep.
We'll let you kind of to take over there. But they opened with a heartbreaking 2-1 loss at Colby in overtime.
It was a heartbreaking loss, but we've started to find out that Colby's a really good team. They come at you hard and aggressive with a lot of speed. And it took the Panthers a while to get themselves into that game, so to speak. Scoreless after one, EJ Rossell got a power play goal to make it 1-0 after two. But you start to see the stick-to-itiveness, if you will, the aggressiveness of the Panthers, not wanting to give up, not giving an inch. Trevor Turnbull, freshman, pops home and equalizes in the third to tie it at one. Jeff Sullivan found space in overtime, just ripped it in net, off the post and in. And that was the first overtime loss, a 2-1 loss to Colby.
And then the next day, a real heartbreaker at Bowdoin, 5-3.
3-1 lead in the third period. And that was the big thing. And just Bowdoin started to throw everything at the net in the third period. And that's really where it just started to get a little bit sideways. Brian Ketcherbaugh, that was his one game. He's a good goaltender. Just one was a bouncer, one was through a screen, one was a clean face-off win. These are the things that the Panthers are going to have to tidy up a little bit. Again, though, able to score the goals. Trevor Turnbull got another one. Matt Daugherty got one. Danny Jacobs got his first collegiate goal. So, again, freshman contributing in there 2 out of 3 goals, but just couldn't hold on to that lead in the third period.
Well, that's a trend we saw last year for the Panthers, too, as they would race out to a lead, especially I'm thinking of the two games games at Williams where they had the lead going into the third period, had the lead in the third period, and in both cases, at the Williams games in particular, the lead evaporated.
This was a case, and it may have been with the Williams games last year too, where you just start throwing pucks at the net and really just putting that pressure on the defensive core of Middlebury, and that's what Bowden did. They just threw from all angles, just throwing pucks at the net, aggressively forechecking, trying to create the turnovers in the zone. It was nonstop pressure. Once the Panthers went up 3-1, that was the 5:36 mark of the third period. The last 14 minutes was nonstop pressure.
And then the game I'm sure that every Middlebury fan really would like to put in the win column, that's against Norwich, the opening round of the Prime Link tournament. Norwich, our big in-state rival. Panthers fall in overtime, 3-2.
And down 2-0 in that game, again, storm back, tie the game at 2. You see that resiliency from the Panthers. Kamil Tkachuk, hard-working power play goal. And then Mark Lyman, if you haven't seen this on video yet, it's a highlight reel goal. Falling down from his knees, decided to go roof. And he just tucked it right under the bar. Braden Ostapchuk had no chance at it. That tied the game at 2. And it was literally one mistake. Peyton Valdez walked right down the middle and got the overtime winner. But one mistake is what ended up costing them. Panthers easily could have won that game.
And then we talked about the Plattsburgh State game. You said in the third period, things just kind of went sideways for the Panthers, and they limped on home here to Middlebury from Plattsburgh.
Yeah, it just 2-2 after 2. That disputed goal took a lot of air out of the balloon. And it just, from that point, Plattsburgh controlled the game, and Middlebury just couldn't get anything mounted. The fifth goal ended up being one in the last 30 seconds of the game, a breakaway goal. So, really a 4-2 game most of that third period, and then the exclamation point at the end. But still, just got away from the Panthers at the end after that disputed goal.
The LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show will continue. It's sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower and Brett Luthner here at Kenyon Arena in Middlebury, moments before the home opener for the Middlebury College Panthers. The starting lineups on the LaBerge pregame show for the visiting Connecticut College Camels. That's a mouthful. Under the tutelage of Jim Ward, their fine coach, in his 14th season, and a finer gentleman in the NESCAC ranks you'll not find.
The starting lineup for the Camels. Their first line is going to be anchored on the left side by the captain, Joe Giordano. He's 5'10", 200 pounds from Bismarck, South Dakota. And on the season, one assist for Joe. Centering the line is number 27, Brian Belial. 5'9", 180 pounds from Cumberland, Rhode Island. Actually, check that. Granby, Connecticut is the home for Joe Giordano. He played for the Bismarck Bobcats, but his home is down in Connecticut, down in the Nutmeg State. So Brian Belial centering the line, as I said, 5'9", 180 from Cumberland, Rhode Island. On the young season, one goal for the senior. And on the right side, it's Jacob Moreau, a first-year freshman, 6 foot, 160 from Dollard des Aumont, Quebec. And Panther fans, you'll remember that as the home place for Mark Spence, Big Daddy. Four straight NCAA championships when Big Daddy came south from Dollard des Aumont. And Jacob Moreau hailing from up there. On the season, Jacob, no goals, but three as helpers for a total of 3 points. Back on the defense, it's Rory Garlasco, a freshman, 5'10", 170. Rory on the season, one goal, no assists. And he's going to be teamed up with Vinny Ditmore, 5'8", 180 from Alpharetta, Georgia. Vinny thus far, I believe this to be his first start of the season. So obviously no points for the youngster. The intern of the igloo for Jim Ward's Camels is going to be Austin Essery. Essery comes in with a record of no wins and one loss. He is 5'10", 175 from Rockfall, Connecticut. He sports an 85.7 saves percentage and a 5.90 goals against percentage. So, top to bottom of the lineup for the Camels. Up front, it's going to be 27, Belial, centering Giordano and Moreau, 10 and 13. On the blue line, it's going to be Garlasco and Ditmore, 17 and 3. And between the pipes, Austin Essery.
One person that the Panthers are glad not to see, Joe Birmingham, number 9. Connecticut College scored 3 goals against the Panthers last season. Birmingham had all 3. So he obviously has graduated, not in the lineup, and for Middlebury
no
fans.
No fifth-year eligibility.
No fifth-year for Birmingham, and the Panther fans, they are very happy about that.
One can only hope
that
there's not someone else who's going to step up to take his place in this game.
Truth.
For the hometown Middlebury College Panthers, under the tutelage of Neil Sinclair in his second full season with the Panthers, assisted by Brad Schuler. Here's the starting lineup. Up front, it's going to be the junior, Vinny Giasanti. Centering the line, Giasanti, number 18, 5'8", 175 from Montreal, Quebec. On the season, Vinny, one goal, one assist for a total of 2 points. He's going to be centering that line, and on the left side, it's going to be a freshman stepping up, Trevor Turnbull. Trevor, 5'8", 175 from Hartsdale, New York. On the young season, Trevor doing quite nicely. 2 goals, no assists, but right now the leading scorer for the Panthers. And on the right side, it's going to be the junior from Surrey, British Columbia, Mark McClellan, number 37. He's 6 foot 185. On the season, Mark yet to dent the twine or get a helper, so he's going to be looking to get off the schneid this evening. Back at the blue line, it's going to be the captain, Andrew Neary, number 5. Neary, a senior, 6'1", 190 from Milton, Massachusetts. He's got no points on the season. He's going to be back there with Brandon Dawson, number 2. Dawson, a freshman, 5'11", 165 from Medway, Massachusetts. Dawson, one assist thus far on the young season. And the intern of the igloo for the Middlebury College Panthers is going to be Stephen Klein, a junior from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. His record, no wins, and he sports 3 losses on the season. Klein is 6'2", 185. He has a 3.23 goals against average and a 92.2 saves percentage. So the interns of the igloo for the Panthers, Stephen Klein. For the Camels, Austin Essery.
Be interesting to see what both these teams can do. Connecticut College has been struggling a little bit scoring the goals. Middlebury not as much, but still getting over that 2 goals a game hump for them is going to be something as well. One person of note that I'm going to keep an eye on, and this is from back in my home state, New Jersey, Rory Gerlasco in Connecticut College. I know the whole family back there in New Jersey is listening into our broadcast here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. His cousin Kyle's got the whole thing on. Kyle Gerlasco leads William Patterson, his all-time leading scorer there in club hockey. And so now Rory from the Minnipean Raiders playing in here today. So I'd like to get the other fans listening in as well. So the whole Gerlasco clan back there in New Jersey, welcome to the broadcast.
You know, Brett, you were talking about the kids of some of the former right. Middlebury players, yes. And the one that really stands out is Martin Lachaine. And again, Martin Lachaine, the Middlebury fans are going to remember that string of 4 in a row that kicked it off in the late 90s. That was Martin Lachaine that was right there at the beginning. He's the father of number 10, Joey Pacini.
No.
And Martin, just to refresh our fans' memory, 2-time national champion. So he was junior, senior when Big Daddy Mark Spence came here, and he was the co-captain of the 1996 championship team. So a lot. If DNA is worth anything, this kid's a stud.
And he's been looking good when he's been out there too. He's been playing with the pride that his father played with here at Middlebury.
And the other one is that you were talking about is Brett Dineen, number 33. His father is Larry Dineen. He was Middlebury class of 89, a little bit before the glory years. He was the senior captain back then. And his dad teaches down at Tabor Academy at the present time. So the team's on the ice. Bruce Zeman will have the formal announcements and a little something special with a moment of silence today.
I believe it's coming after the
yes.
anthems. So whether we stay here for the starting lineups to be announced and then come to break, or how do you want to do it?
Well, I'll tell you what. We've come to the end of the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. So why don't we just step out? You're listening to the Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And this is Martin Clark.
Martin, the Christmas tree looks crooked. It's making the ornaments look lopsided.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It's crooked. It needs to be tilted a little more to the left. Can you fix that?
Fine. Okay, how's that?
Not quite right. Maybe to the right.
Okay.
Wait, maybe a little to the left, or spin it a little.
Spin it? Fine, I'll spin it.
Easy, Martin, you're making the ornaments fall off.
I noticed.
You know, Martin, we should get one of those perfect tree stands, the kind with the straightening foot pedal. What do you think?
I think it might be a little late for that.
For just what you need for all your home projects, from Christmas lights to ornaments and the perfect tree stand, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And this is Martin Clark.
Martin, the Christmas tree looks crooked. It's making the ornaments look lopsided.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It's crooked. It needs to be tilted a little more to the left. Can you fix that?
Fine. Okay, how's that?
Not quite right. Maybe to the right.
Okay.
Wait, maybe a little to the left, or spin it a little.
Spin it? Fine, I'll spin it.
Easy, Martin, you're making the ornaments fall off.
I noticed.
You know, Martin, we should get one of those perfect tree stands, the kind with the straightening foot pedal. What do you think?
I think it might be a little late for that.
For just what you need for all your home projects, from Christmas lights to ornaments and the perfect tree stand, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WBTK.
Back at Kenyon Arena. And game time is upon us. The Camels will defend the goal down to our right from the press box. That's the Cornwall into the ice. The Panthers defending the goal at the other end, which is the Middlebury Town end of the ice. So, this period, the Camels skating from right to left. The Panthers skating from left to right.
some final words of encouragement for both the goaltenders as the teams mob around their goalies. Camels coming over to the bench. Panthers going to their bench. Neil Sinclair against Jim Ward, the mentors of the bench. And Brett, we're going to have a whale of a game this evening.
Should be interesting. Let's see if both teams can get out of their offensive funks in this one. Middlebury, some home cooking, hopefully, for the home opener.
Time to kick some tires and light some fires for the Panthers. Someone's coming away with a victory tonight. Someone's going to be stepping out of last place in the NESCAC Conference.
That would be the hope, yes. The hope would be on the home side, of course. But
yes, it would. And hopefully it's not a tie. We don't need ties. No. We want wins and losses.
Last year, 7 ties for the Panthers. Set a single season record. 10 overtime games as well for Middlebury College sets that record.
Belisle wins the faceoff, sends it back into his defensive zone where it's picked up by Garlasco. Garlasco headmans the puck to Giordano. He's stopped, and the puck shot back into the Camel zone. Dittmore clearing pass up to Moreau over the Middlebury line. Shot goes wide of the cage. Picked up on the other side by Trevor Turnbull for the Panthers. He tries to clear it, but not out. Some second effort. The Panthers finally do get it out to Jasanti. Quick line change for Neil Sinclair. The puck goes back into the Camel zone. Moreau in his own blue line. Being bothered by Stevens. Right in front of his own bench, Stevens takes the puck away to Belouche. Belouche up to Stevens. Right side. Can't control the puck. Goes into the Camel zone. Around the boards it goes. Picked up by Mitch Allen. Far side from the point. Shot! Just dribbles inches wide of the crease. Rebound in front. Panthers can't set it aside. Picked off there by number 17, Garlasco. Garlasco up the ice. Feeds it ahead to Moreau at the end of a long shift. Moreau shoots on net, goes in behind the net. Panthers control. 18:48 left in the first period. No score. Long pass. Didn't really go anywhere near Stevens. Picked up by the Camels, and they wrap it back into the Middlebury zone. Matt Getz into the Middlebury zone. He can't get it. Picked up by Spencer Cage for the Panthers. To Belouche. To Connor Lloyd. Lloyd throws it deep into the Camel zone. Panthers on a line change. Good action so far. No, just pure action here. No whistles thus far. 2 minutes into the game. No score between the Camels and the Panthers. Camels having a little bit of difficulty trying to get it out of their zone. Lyman had the pressure on there for a while. Finally, it's Ryan Mowry taking it for the Camels. Shooting it up the ice into the Middlebury zone. Jake Farabee now putting some pressure in the corner. Panthers bring it out in front. Able to clear the zone, but doesn't look like they're going to be able to get much going. Good push-up ice by Dan Driscoll for the Camels. Around the Middlebury net it goes. Stopping back there, Joey Pacini. Feathers a pass to Sunho Park. That's going to be icing, and with 17:24 left in the first period, a face-off, the first one of the game. Going to come all the way back into the Middlebury zone.
Both teams trying to set up a little bit of a forecheck early. I want to see if both teams got to get the passing a little bit crisper when you're trying to break it up out of the zone, especially when you got a team that's not quite going aggressive on a forecheck.
Face-off to the left to Steve Klein. Handled cleanly by the Camels. Middlebury brings it in front of their own net. Low percentage there. Camels don't make the Panthers pay, but keep the pressure on in the Middlebury zone. It's Belisle. Finally, Middlebury able to break loose, but I don't think Sunho Park's going to pick this one up, and that's going to be icing again against Middlebury, and we'll skate this one back now with 17 minutes left in the first period. No score, Camels and Panthers. Coming back to the left side of Steve Klein.
And again, it's not aggressive forecheck of losing pass games. You should be able to take that moment, get the pass off, and get a crisp one off, and break it up ice. That's what the Panthers are having trouble with right now.
Only one shot so far in the game. That belongs to the Panthers. A real nice near miss, but that's not what's up on the scoreboard there. Camels control from the faceoff. Deep in the Middlebury zone, behind the net. Camels look to send it back to the point to Garlasco. Nothing doing there as Middlebury takes the puck away, throws it to the other side where Dittmore has it. He can't keep it in. Skating back to center ice, Ferguson. Ferguson, left side, over the Middlebury line, drops the pass, picked off by Middlebury. Sunho Park, long pass up front. Tried to get it up to Jasanti. To Neary on the left side, wrist shot. Neary's shot goes into the corner. Picked up by Quest. Lets it go. Around the net. To Stevens. Stevens with it. Still behind the camel net. Drops it to Jasanti. In front. Back to the point. Dawson walks in. Right side shot. No one there for the rebound. Neary from the other side. Wraps it in behind the net. Smart for the Camels. Tries to clear it out. He's stopped. Middlebury, good pressure here. Back to the point. Quast took a shot, whiffed on it, and the Camels able to clear it down the ice, getting some fresh legs out for Jim Ward's Camels. 15:32 left, first period, no score. A little bit of choppy play here in the center ice area. Cage and Belush out there on the defense for the Panthers. Long shot from just outside the blue line by Farabee. Gloved by Klein. Leaves it in behind the net with 15:12 now left in the first period. Long pass up ice. Nothing going there as the Panthers. Mitch Allen had a chance at it, but it was deflected to Camels control one more time. At center ice is Farabee. He's stopped. Belush now over the line. Sends it deep into the Camel zone. Goes to the bench. Line change for the Panthers. Panthers walked out in front, but couldn't get a shot away.
Good hit.
And it's Mowry with the puck thrown it into the Middlebury zone. Back there for it. Panthers, Belush. This should be icing. After the touch-up, nope, they waved it off. 14:28 left, first period. No score here at the home opener, Kenyon Arena, for the Panthers against the Conn College Camels. Pacini right in front of the Camel bench. Couldn't keep it in. Chopped down the ice where Jimmy McKee is back for it. McKee out there with Brent Dineen on the defense. Dineen clears it to center ice. Quast. Can't keep it. Dineen with it one more time. Big pass up to Mark Lyman off of his stick. Neil Sinclair calling for a line change with 13:48 now left in the first period. Camels backhanded over the Middlebury line. Giordano out with Belisle and Moreau. Middlebury stops at. And Turnbull now. Left side over the Camel line. His shot blocked. Camels control. Skate it very confidently to center ice. Intercepted by Turnbull. Turnbull over the line to Jasanti. Jasanti's shot goes wide. Into the corner. Andrew Neary to Jasanti. To Conrad. Middlebury can't get the shot. Cleared out and down the ice by the Camels. 13 minutes left in the first period. There's no score here, but here come the Panthers. Left side, Jasanti shot a blast over the top of the net. Rebound all the way out, center ice, down into the Middlebury zone. Panthers control. Throw it back into the Camel zone. It's going to be icing, and with 12:45, a stoppage in play, and we'll skate this one all the way back into Steve Klein's neighborhood.
There's been some smart little plays, but nothing that's developed into a dangerous scoring opportunity for each side. The best one was Dawson earlier on. He had a shot from the right wing circle that he took on that inside pad, was hoping for Travis Stevens to get there for the rebound, but unfortunately went right past Stevens to stick it into the far boards.
Right side of Steve Klein. Middlebury's Jasanti getting the boot out of the circle. McClellan coming in to take the faceoff. Won by the Camels into the corner. They've got A.J. Wallace back at the left point, but they're right now tied up right behind the Middlebury net. It's Belush. With Stevens. Working through center ice is Stevens. He got in over the Camel line, but lost the puck. Camels control, and they send it back to the center ice area. Middlebury picks it up, wraps it right back in. Austin Essery makes the save. The clearing pass actually intercepted by the Panthers. Mitch Allen, he had a good shot there from the right side there, Brett.
But it took too long to get to him. So when Essery spun it around the boards, he realized what was going to happen. He was already sliding back in and was able to get into his butterfly slot across to make the save.
Face off to the left of Essery. The senior from Rock Fall, Connecticut. From the draw, goes back to the blue line. Nice drive there by Spencer Cage, but an even better save. And still no score. 12 minutes now left. Panthers. Belush trying to keep it in to Mitch Allen. Allen stopped by Getz. Fucking a maze of legs right in front of the Camel bench. But it's Getz now. In on goal. Sending it across the goal now. Great opportunity there for number 18, William White. But he was not able to handle the puck. Panthers catch a break, but the Camel still punching at it, right near the side. Klein makes one save, two save, and finally it's cleared into the corner. The Camels, good pressure with 11:20 now left in the first period.
Good energy out of the Camels as well here.
Back to the point, shot, Klein finally. Good save off the stick of Dan Driscoll, whose drive from the right side, Klein took in the breadbasket, and he hangs on to give his team a chance for some fresh legs and to rewind the clock. Jim, that was Brett. That was good pressure by the Camels.
Very good pressure. Very good energy on that shift by the Camels, putting a lot of pressure on the Panthers. But Klein overcommitted early, but then found his way back to the net, makes some saves.
Camels control from the faceoff in the Middlebury zone. Panthers having some difficulty clearing the puck. Finally, Quest just chops at it, and he does get it out. And here comes Middlebury. Over the Camel line in behind. Shot blocked as a try for the wraparound. Didn't quite work for by Mark Lyman. Panthers still control. Back to the point. Wrist shot just goes wide off the stick of Sun Ho Park. Back to the point. Dineen shot goes wide. Dineen. Quest chases it in the corner. 10:30 left in the first period. No score between the two teams. Dineen. Near side, McKee, wrist shot, block save into the corner. Panthers now getting some good opportunities.
That was a smart play by Dineen before the dump it into the corner to continue to get that pressure in the zone. That set up that opportunity.
Thompson for the Camels. Left side into the Middlebury zone, into the corner, round behind the net. Stop, Dineen with the puck. High flip shot in front of the Panther bench. New frontline troops out for Neil Sinclair. But it's Giordano. Flipping it to the far side to Moreau in front of the Middlebury bench. Stop. Giordano with it. The captain rifles it off the wall over by his own bench. No one there. Picked up by Neary. Ahead. Giasanti offside. And number 37, Mark McClellan, knew that too. He was trying to drag that toe, and he just wasn't quite...
And it was because Giasanti, he had made a move, wanted to cut back, and the puck hopped off his stick. So he had to turn himself more along the blue line to regain possession of the puck, and that drew everything offside.
Faceoff just outside the Camel blue line in front of the penalty box area, controlled by the Camels. And they just tap it right on down the ice. It's Ferguson. Back there for it, Dawson for the Panthers. Off ice. Over the line, number 37, McClellan, he's taken off of the puck, and into the corner it goes. Giordano, or Giasanti, rather, to Neary. Neary shot around. Giasanti can't pick it up. To Stevens. Then Giasanti on for a long shift here, still with the puck to Stevens around the net. To McClellan now in the far corner. Stevens to Giasanti, the shot just goes whistling wide of the net. Just kept in at the left point by the Panthers. Around the boards it goes. Picked up there by number 5, Chase. For the Camels, he dumps it out where another number 5, Neary, picks it up for the Panthers. Turning the attack, Mitch Allen. In over the line, in front of the net. Can't get his stick on the puck. Nice check there by the Camels. Allen still battling for it, keeps it alive in the zone. Stevens now, right beneath us here at the blue line. whacking at the puck, keeps it alive. Now the Panthers, 2-1 in on goal. Nice chance there for Connor Lloyd, but he couldn't get his stick on the puck because he was knocking at the door. High lob shot by the Camels relieves some pressure, but Middlebury right back at it now with 8:11 left in the first period. There's no score here, but the Panthers now starting to come alive.
As we like to say, warm to the task.
And here they come in front of their own bench, over the line, Allen. In front, shot, rebound. Essery doesn't know where the puck is. Finally, his teammates try to clear it, but Belush has it through a maze of legs, doesn't get through. Belush, nice shot from the right point, but not enough oomph. Belush has it again. He blocks the clearing attempt. Belush in on goal. In front shot just goes wide off the stick of number 25, Greg Conrad. Panthers coming oh so close. Lyman circling behind the net. Dishes the puck off to Cage. Cage down low to Conrad. To Lyman. Top of the slot. Here it comes. Shot. Good save there. Nice drive by Jimmy McKee, but an even better save by Austin Essery. And with 7-11, no score here at Kenyon.
And the thing about that is Essery was able to see that shot come in from a good enough distance. He was able to track that all the way. That's why he's able to slide out, make that save, and just hold on to it, get legs for his team.
Face off to the right of Essery. Panthers control the... Dineen out there with McKee at the point. Panthers down low in front. Back hit, just score! Middlebury! Picking it up, I think it's going to be number 18, Vinny Gesanti, stinking the Panthers to a 1-0 lead.
Getting into those dirty areas. It's really what it is, just getting in front. Gesanti finding himself on the doorstep. As you said, knock, knock, knocking on the door. And Gesanti just able to bury it. That's his third goal in the last two seasons against Connecticut College. And they all seem to be important goals at that.
From the faceoff, Camels back over the Middlebury line. Shot deflects into the corner off the stick of Klein. Giordano in front. Panthers finally cleared out as it was left tantalizingly in the blue ice area there by Stevens before he finally got a stick on it. Neary now back in his own zone. 6:32 left. That goal coming at the 12:58 mark. Gesanti, we'll see who picks up the helpers on that one. Panthers in their own zone. Starting to work it out.
Vinny Gesanti. The assist to number 37, Mark McClellan, and number 33, Brent Dineen. Goal comes at 12:58 of the first period.
So that's McClellan.
And Dineen on the second.
Yes, Dineen on the second assist. Puck in the Middlebury zone. Jacobs through center ice. Over the line, offside. Guilty party there, number 19, Mark Lyman. He's having a little bit of trouble. I think he got thrown off his stride there just a little bit, Brett.
Oh, just a little bit. But I like what I'm seeing in terms of the pace now out of the Panthers here. They started to get their legs here at home, and now they're starting to feel good about their game. It's looking good right now. Middlebury, by the way, has, I believe it's 8 of the last 10 shots on goal in this game.
So the blue tilt definitely toward the Cornwall into the ice. And Austin Essery good except for that one Vinny Gesanti goal from McClellan and Dineen at the 12:58 mark. Now with just 5:20 left in the first period, the Panthers back in their own end. Skating at center ice. Here we go. McClellan, Lyman over the line. Around the boards it goes. Nobody back home. Nope, somebody steps up there. Jimmy McKee from the point able to wrap it behind the net. Conrad can't do anything with it, and the Camels throw it down into the Middlebury zone. Jim Ward looking for a wholesale line change there with 4:55 left in the first period. Middlebury 1, Camels no score. Long home run pass there, sort of in the direction of McClellan. McClellan arguing that there shouldn't be icing. I think he's going to lose that argument as the referees are skating all the way back into Steve Klein's neighborhood, and the faceoff will be to the right side of the netminder from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
He's saying it. It may be a little bit of a tip on there. I don't know. It's tough to call those sometimes, but still.
Panthers fail to get it out from the faceoff. Now in some second effort they do. McClellan, shot high, blocker save by Essery.
Tell you what, Chisanti may get another one or two before this night's over. He's buzzing.
Chisanti, one more time. He stops over the line. Back to the point to Dawson. Dawson to Chisanti, top of the slot to Neary. Neary in front, drive down low. Chisanti was there for the rebound, but it didn't come out. Nice shot off the stick of Mitch Allen. Back to the point. Shot Dawson goes into the corner. Allen. Trevor Turnbull. Trying to keep it alive in the camel zone. Shot down the ice. Neary goes back for it with 3:45 now left in the first period. 1-0 Middlebury. Vinny Chisanti, his second goal of the season at the 12:58, the margin right now. Allen. Right side, stop. Going to be a penalty here against the Panthers. Number 44, Connor Lloyd's going to get the gate here as soon as the Panthers touch up. They do. And I think that's going to be a tripping call, Brett.
Yeah, it's trying to go after the puck just got to skate in the process. He knew it the moment that arm went up. He was going to get the gate. And so Middlebury having kill off the penalty, here's something. Connecticut College 0 for 25 on the man advantage this year.
Wow.
Tied, actually, they're one of two teams. Williams being the other with no power play goals on the season. Williams being 0 for 10, though.
Connecticut College, let's see what they can do. They got Garlasco back there on the right side. He drives the puck in front, blocked by the Panthers. And it's shot directly into the crowd. So that's not really going to accomplish what Middlebury was looking for. Tripping the call. Connor Lloyd, the offending party. Face off now just in front of the Middlebury bench. 1:44 left in the Panther penalty. Giordano throws the puck into the Middlebury zone. He's out there with Belisle and Moreau. Panthers just trying to keep it aside. Center, send it down the ice. Quest with it. He can't really do much as far as getting it down there. But Danny Jacobs has it. Jacobs fails to clear. Camels cycling down low. Panthers finally pick it up. Just do clear it out to the center ice area where it's picked up by Dittmore. To Garlasco. Into the Middlebury zone. Belisle. In the corner to Giordano. The captain can't control. Middlebury sends it down the ice. 58 seconds now left in the Middlebury penalty. 2:22 left in the first period. Middlebury on top of this one by a score of 1-0. Back come the Camels. Some speed right in front of the Middlebury bench. Camel player hauled down. No call there. Camels continue on. It's Dittmore. Left side, over the line, it goes into Getz. Getz to Machaud. He can't keep it in. Middlebury shoots it down the ice. Back there for it, Dylan Chase. Chase. Nice forecheck there by the Panthers. Number 37, McClellan. 15 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty. And the Camels having some difficulty getting their power play on track. Finally, they get over the Middlebury line. Machaud, left side at the faceoff circle, dishes down low to Giordano. Giordano cross ice. Panther penalty is over. Teams are at full strength. Shot by Getz, goes into the netting, and with 1:20 left, a faceoff coming in the Middlebury zone. Good power play for the Camels, but no luck on the goal there.
You know what? Got some zonal pressure, but wasn't able to get something down low, get something in the shooting areas. Everything to the perimeter. Panthers cut everything off going across the middle. We're able to clear out. So good zonal pressure, but the Camels need to get some more pucks to the front of the net.
trip there as the Panthers are coming out. I think we're going to see a penalty. Brandon Quest hauled down, and there will be a penalty against Connecticut College. Going off is number two, John Paris. I think that's going to be for a trip as well.
Yep.
So with 1:11 left in the first period, the faceoff coming deep in the Campbell zone to the right of Austin Essery. See what the Panthers can do. They got a minute 11 before intermission. And it's Turnbull. Back to Belouche. To Cage. In front, shot blocked, and the Camels send it down the ice.
By the way,
the Camel. The Camels penalty to number two, John Paris. He receives 2 minutes for tripping. Penalty comes at 18:49 of the first period.
Cage the shot. Rebound in front. Another one hits the post. The light went on, but it was ruled no goal. Number 37 there for the Panthers. Mark McClellan put it in there. And with 26 seconds left, the Camels control. They throw it down the ice.
Yeah, that was close. It rang off the post. Referee right on the line to make that a no-goal call.
One last chance for the Panthers. 15 seconds left. They're already up by a score of 1-0. Stevens over the line to Allen in front. Shot got through, but Connor Lloyd couldn't put his stick on it. 2 seconds left, and I think we're going to skate off the ice here. The Camels take it to the corner, and there goes the horn, and the first period is over, but the Panthers strike first in their home opener. At the 12:58 mark, it was Vinny Gesanti from McClellan and Dineen. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Daneker.
It's Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Daneker deals, and we make you smile. At Daneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower and Brett Luthner here between the first and second periods. And after the first 20 minutes of play, it's the Middlebury Panthers on top by a score of 1-0. It was at the 12:58 mark. Vinny DeSante staked the Panthers to their first goal of their home opener. And it went like this. Face off to the right of Essery. Panthers control the... Dineen out there with McKee at the point. Panthers down low in front. And it's a score! Middlebury! Picking it up, I think it's going to be number 18, Vinny DeSante, staking the Panthers to a 1-0 lead. DeSante did indeed pick up the goal, his second goal of the season, but even more important, Brett, it was the first points on the season for both McClellan and Dineen, picking up their first assist, first points of the young season, and Middlebury looking pretty good in that first period. They outshot the Camels by a margin of 12-5. And as you said, at one point, Middlebury had about eight of the last 10 shots. Certainly extended that a lot because the Camels, that five has been posted up there on their shots on goal for a long time.
It was 4-3 for a little while. It's finished 12-5 Middlebury. So you're talking nine of the last 10 shots, not 8 of the last 10. Middlebury dominated the second half of that period. They started to get their legs going, started to get the forechecking going, and started to get the passing going. You saw a couple of those long passes starting to hit, and a couple others, they're chipping it into the zone and going after it. Middlebury starting to put that pressure on, and that's what built the 1-0 lead.
So a good start for the Panthers in their home opener. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbardton Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And this is Martin Clark.
Martin, the Christmas tree looks crooked. It's making the ornaments look lopsided.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It's crooked. It needs to be tilted a little more to the left. Can you fix that?
Fine. Okay, how's that?
Not quite right. Maybe to the right.
Okay.
Wait, maybe a little to the left, or spin it a little.
Spin it? Fine, I'll spin it.
Easy, Martin, you're making the ornaments fall off.
I noticed.
You know, Martin, we should get one of those perfect tree stands, the kind with the straightening foot pedal. What do you think?
I think it might be a little late for that.
For just what you need for all your home projects, from Christmas lights to ornaments and the perfect tree stand, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Between the first and second periods, Kim Lower and Brett Luthner here at Kenyon Arena. Middlebury on top by a score of 1-0. Vinny DeSanti, his second goal of the season at 12:58, staking Middlebury to an early lead. The NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value of Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury.
This is going to turn out to be a NESCAC update, too, because there's only two games in the NHL and none of the ones going on right now.
Who's playing?
9 p.m. Minnesota at Calgary. 10:30 is going to be a good game. Montreal at San Jose. That'll be an excellent game going on out there. That's a 10:30 start. That's the only two games going on in the National Hockey League. In the NESCAC, Trinity and Hamilton just gotten underway. That's, in fact, everyone in NESCAC men's hockey except for this game scoreless. That's Hamilton and Trinity just got started. Amherst and Wesleyan ended the first period, no score. Tufts and Williams, late first period, no score. Colby and Bowdoin, we know how those games go. Mm-hmm. No score, end of one there. One game does have score. Unfortunately for the Middlebury women, they're on the wrong end of it. Connecticut College beating the Middlebury women 3-0 after the first period in New London.
Wow.
That is our NESCAC and NHL out-of-town scoreboard, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Well, you know, Brett, I think the one storyline early on in this season is the youth of the Middlebury team. If you look on the roster here,
yes.
And I'll just kind of go top to bottom here, for people that are, you know, for the players that are freshmen, on the starting line, you've got number 20, Trevor Turnbull, freshman out of Hartsdale, New York. He's got two goals on the season. On the second line, you got Mitch Allen from Clifton Park, New York, two assists on the season for him. Centering that second line, Connor Lloyd, he's yet to pick up his first point as a Panther, but he's a freshman from Chalfont, Pennsylvania. On the third line, you got Danny Jacobs centering that line. He's got 2 points, a goal and an assist. He's from Needham, Massachusetts. And on the fourth line, you have Joey Pacini, one goal, no assists on the season for him. So on each line, a freshman player, and the players are making some contributions. Back on the defense, got a couple first years, a couple freshmen, with the senior Andrew Neary, the captain of the squad. We have Brendan Dawson, a freshman from Medway, Massachusetts, and Brett Dineen on that third defensive combination with sophomore Jimmy McKee. So the big story this season, I think, right now, is that there's a lot of youth for the Panthers. They're contributing now, and we're only, my goodness, into the fifth game of the season.
Here's the number for you. Freshmen have accounted for 8 of Middlebury's 17 points coming into tonight's game. Sophomores, if you want to take it one step further, the sophomores have added 3 goals and 2 assists of their own. So between freshmen and sophomores, you're talking 13 of the 17 points coming out of them. Yes, youth is being served on this team, and it's a good thing to see because these are the recruiting classes now that are being put together by Coach Sinclair.
Exactly. The NHL scoreboard update was sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Dedeker.
It's Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Daneker deals, and we make you smile. At Daneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Daneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Daneker Chevrolet.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Kim Lower and Brett Luthner at Kenyon Arena between the first and second periods. There was a change in the scoring on Middlebury's goal. The second assist going to Trevor Turnbull, a freshman, picking up the assist instead of Brett Dineen. So for Turnbull, that's his third point of the season, first assist, but he has two goals. And after the first 20 minutes of play, it's the Panthers on top by a score of 2-1. The homestand continues for the Panthers tomorrow afternoon. It'll be the Tufts Jumbos coming to town. That game scheduled to be a 3 o'clock start, Brett?
Yes, 3 p.m.
O'clock,
start.
3 o'clock start, a little bit earlier than normal. And we'll be here bringing you all the action.
At least twice. I know it's supposed to be 3 o'clock start.
Yeah. 3 o'clock start. In the second period, Middlebury will be defending the goal to our right, the Cornwall into the ice. And who else but the boss of all the coaches right down there, Bill Feeney. I see him standing back there.
Yes.
So the master.
Taking in a home opener.
Taking in the home opener. Kind of a busman's holiday for Bill. So many great years here for Middlebury. I mean, arguably the best Division III coach, period. And I don't want to hear anything from people over in Northfield.
Well, you're not going to get any objections out of me, that's for sure.
All right, Panthers, getting ready for the face-off. Looks like it's Mitch Allen's going to go down for the face-off. Middlebury skating from right to left here in the second period. Going down against Jeff Thompson, and Middlebury wins the draw back into their own zone, picked up by Neary. He's out there with Dawson. Puck ahead over the line to Allen into the Camel zone. Intercepted. Camels shoot it down the ice. No icing there. Camel going to be the first one to get back there. Nice hustle by number 14 for the Camel. That's Kevin Doyle. He blew a wheel on the corner, though, and back comes Stevens. Right side over the Camel line. Shot. Good shot. Better save by Austin Essery. And with 19:26 left, a faceoff in the Camel zone. 17 seconds now left still in the Middlebury power play. Some nice fresh ice out there, so let's see. The Panthers have one more opportunity. Face off to the left side of Essery. Looks like Jasanti, or is it Lyman? Lyman, nope, Jasanti. Back to Belush. To Cage. Cage, top of the slot, looking to drive it home. Down low, in front, rebound, no. Panthers still have it, 7 seconds left. Belush to Cage. Bad shot across the points. Camels pick it up, and it goes into the Middlebury zone. Teams at full strength, 19:03 left, second period. 1-0 Middlebury. Jasanti to Turnbull. Returns the pass to Jasanti. Jasanti blew a wheel in front of his own bench. coming back chase. Stopped at the blue line by the Panthers. Middlebury trying to work it, the puck out. McClellan, not much luck with doing that. Camels control. Getting their offense set up. Giordano, right side. Knocked down from behind. No call there. Middlebury's Balush with it now. He tries to clear it behind the net. He's stopped. Moreau with Belisle. Down in the student end here at Kenyon Arena. It's the Panthers coming away. Giasanti, left side, long flip shot over center ice. He just wants to get off the ice. Fresh legs for Neil Sinclair with 18:05 now left second period. Panthers intercept the puck at center ice. Skating in on goal. Shot just rings a little wide. Danny Jacobs, nice job skating in, but not able to put it home. Dittmore stopped as he tries to get out. Lyman, shot across the goal mouth. Nothing going on there. Dineen with it. Back of the point. Dineen shot. Good save there by Essery, and he hangs on. 17:37 left in the second period. Middlebury now extending their lead in shots to 15-5.
Again, they're just keeping the legs going from that first period. They're finding something that they can really attack the Connecticut College defenseman really on a forecheck and set up something here in the zone.
Face off to the right of Essery. Panthers trying to get it back to the point. Stevens with it. Takes it down low. Sends it around the net. Mitch Allen with it. To Stevens. And Allen. Get it back to the point. Shot from the right side. Good save by Essery. 17-17 left second period. 1-0 Middlebury. That goal coming 12:58 of the first period. Vinny Giasanti, McClellan, and Turnbull with the helpers.
I tell you what, Braden Quast is going to take this draw again. He has been excellent in the faceoff circle for the Panthers this season. I just want to say that I lost the draw.
But Middlebury does keep the pressure alive. Connecticut College having some difficulty working out. They finally do, but it was an errant pass. Neary picks it up with Dawson. And now Middlebury a little sloppy there in front. Giving the puck away in the corner was Dawson. And the Camels now able to get some pressure down in the Middlebury zone. Back to the point. Drive from the right side. Blocked at the defense. Nicely done. And it's Quast. Sending it out to center ice. To Allen. He's stopped. Neary in front of the Camel bench. Clears into the Camel zone. A little bit of fisticuffs going on there. Neary gets up. No call there. Puck in the Middlebury zone. 16:30 now left second period.
Giordano didn't want to let go of the stick.
Giasanti to Stevens. To Giasanti. They tried to work a little magic there. That didn't work. And it's Balush in front of his own bench. He's stopped. Coming away with it. Paris. Over the line. Paris offside is skating in before him. Number 14, Doyle, and a face-off. Student section starting to get a little more animated down there.
Well, Roddy, because Spencer Cage wanted to make sure that Paris didn't get towards goal, so he cut him off at the face-off circle.
Good crowd on hand tonight for the game. Plenty of space available, so if you're out and about, stop in. The best show on ice here at Kenyon Arena. Balush from the face-off. Sends it deep into the Camel zone. Giasanti to Pacini. Balush from the right side in front. Rebound. Pacini whacked at it. He couldn't get it home. Giasanti now. Wheels around the net. Back to the point. Balush the shot. Off a maze of legs into the corner. Giasanti. Big check there on Paris. Keeping the pressure alive. 8:15:35. Finally, the Camels able to dump it back to center ice, but it's Middlebury turning the attack. McKee. Right side. Into the Camel zone. Camels pick it up. Send it down the ice. Back there for it. Matt Michaud got beat the Panthers back for the puck. Sends it in front. No Camel there to put it away, and it's Dineen off the boards. Having some difficulty clearing it out. Finally, they get it going to Conrad. Right side over the Camel zone. Tried to center it in front there to Lyman. Nothing going there. Camels clear it to center ice. 14:55 left. Middlebury 1, Camels no score.
intensity has picked up in this period a little bit, Kim. Both teams are getting after the puck a little bit more.
So the niceties were exchanged in the first period, and now the teams, both of them, right down to business as the Camels shoot it in the Middlebury zone. Dawson, under a big check there from number 28, Ferguson, stopped momentarily, finally gets it up to Conrad by his own bench. Headmans the puck ahead to Lloyd. Lloyd into the Camel zone, back to the point. Trying to set it up there was Dawson. Couldn't quite get to it, and back come the Camels. Chase from the corner. Had a player back at the point, but couldn't get it to him. That was number 16, Driscoll, and Middlebury now on the attack. Good end-to-end action. Panthers, Allen, back to the point, to Neary. Around the boards to Allen, behind the net. Panthers looking to set up somebody in the slot area there. Lloyd was there for a moment. Cleared, but Lloyd with it again. Flip shot, couldn't get it by his defender, but now on some second effort, Lloyd does. Sends it cross ice to Stevens, deep into Conn College zone. To Lloyd, Lloyd in front, backhand shot stopped. Nothing but working there. Spencer Cage, shot just wide of the crease. Farabee for the Camels, long pass up ice to Getz. Getz taken down with a big check and knocked off his feet by the Middlebury defender, and back come the Panthers.
Spencer Cage introduced himself to another Camel.
McClellan in the Camel zone, no one there to help him out, and back attack the Camels at 13-minute mark. Over the Middlebury line, shot, and that's the first shot for the Camels, so it took them 7 minutes to get their first shot in, and Steve Klein still remembered how to stop the puck.
Now, I'm going to go looking back to see when the last shot was, because it's been a long time for Connecticut College.
Face off right side of Steve Klein. Back to the point. Camels have the puck. Drive off the stick of A.J. Wallace. Stopped. Another drive. Just went wide. It's a good thing it was wide because Klein didn't see it when it came in. Middlebury player without a stick, but the Panthers control. McKee. Ahead to Turnbull. Over the Camel line on the right side into the corner. Camels intercept. Play a little choppy at center ice, but the Camels trying to get something going. Giordano stopped. Panthers in behind their own net at center ice. Pacini not able to advance the puck. Pacini chases it back against Thompson for the Camels. Dittmore. Garlasco at the right, the left point rather. In behind the net to Thompson. Camels, good pressure. Panthers unable to break free. Turnaround shot by Thompson goes wide, but the Camels keeping good pressure on here. It's Paris. Along with Doyle, and finally Middlebury able to break it up. Jacobs. At the Camel bench area, he's stopped. Back come the Camels. One on three over the line. Camel hauled down from behind. No call there. And it's Middlebury. Dawson with the puck. On the right side in front of the penalty box area through center ice. Neil Sinclair looking for a line change with 11:19 left in the second period. Panthers some fresh legs on. Camels with the puck in their own zone. Chase. Long shot up ice. The icing was waved off. Lloyd with it. He can't clear the puck out. White with it for the Camels. Now to Lloyd. Middlebury's Lloyd now with the puck. And it's going to be a hand pass. A stoppage in play. And it's going to be coming all the way back to the right side of Steve Klein. 10:48 left in the second period. Middlebury 1, Camels no score.
You're starting to see Connecticut College get their forecheck going a little bit. Getting some pressure on, getting their legs in the game. They're still sticking around despite being outshot 18-6.
Face off, they control. Nice shot over the top of the net.
That was just the correction of the first goal.
Steve Klein, Travis Stevens, rather. Sending the puck over. Connor Lloyd whiffed on a shot when he was in the slot area. And with 10:25, the Camels on the counterattack. Over the Middlebury line. Gets around the boards. Picked up by Stevens. Stevens can't clear it out. Camels, nice job of forechecking there, keeping the puck alive. Comes out. Farabee. Shot goes wide into the corner. Panthers having some difficulty. Finally, puck shot down the ice. Camels, though. It's lucky for the Panthers that Klein was there. Klein, there was a defensive miscue. Klein had to come all the way out to the top of the faceoff circles in his own zone because the Panthers, on a line change, let Connecticut College through. Klein did that, got back in place, and had a defender then slide over to make the save also.
Yeah, that was Brett Dineen coming across. It actually got past Klein, but Dineen slid across and got a body on it. So Dineen stopping the goal right there, and fortunately for Middlebury, that's the case. Otherwise, we'd be tied.
Little bit of a defensive miscue for the Panthers. Let's see if they can kind of right the ship here. It looks like Giasanti with it. He was tripped up, but following Dawson for the Panthers on the left side, dumps it into the Camel zone. Giasanti with it in the corner for the Panthers. Tried to send it back to the point, kind of whiffed on his pass, and back come the Camels. Moreau into the Middlebury zone. Stopped by Dawson. Dawson can't clear it out. Turnbull not able to get it out either. Good pressure by the Camels. Giordano now back to the point. Driscoll shot in front. Camels with the puck. Couldn't get a shot on it. Steve Klein off his feet. Lucky horseshoes for the Panthers as the Camels were not able to get a stick on that puck. 8:45 now left in the second period. Middlebury clinging to a 1-0 lead, and the Camels, a lot more pressure here the last, I'd say, 2-3 minutes, Brett.
Middlebury starting to just throw the puck out of the zone. They're not measuring their play out. They're not breaking out with crispness. It's just to get it out of the zone, alleviate the pressure, and they're not able to do so. And Connecticut College turning up the pressure in the other end.
The Camels. Balush. Not able to clear it. Klein leaves it behind the net for number 22, Cage. Cage loses the puck, and the Camels bring it in front and score.
Simple turnover in the zone, Kim. I do believe that's going to be on the doorstep. Jeff Thompson. It was just a turnover right down low. Cage wanted to step out front, slid right off his stick. Thompson the beneficiary, and we got ourselves a tie game with 8:27 to go in the second.
So we'll wait for Bruce Zeman to give us the official call on that. But Jeff Thompson, number 11, if that does hold for the youngster from Connecticut College, that would be Thompson. What is he? That would be. I think his first goal of the season.
Second goal of the season.
Second goal of the season?
If it is Jeff Thompson, it's the second goal of the season.
So with 8 minutes, the Panthers, the game is tied. Good pressure by the Camels. And back they come again with Machaud in the Middlebury zone. Panthers having a lot of difficulty clearing the puck out. And the Camels are just very tenacious, keeping the play alive. And that turnover led to the tying goal here. So the crowd now quite a bit quieter than they were before here at Kenyon. And the Panthers still having difficulty getting the puck out of the net, out of the zone.
The Connecticut College goal scored by number 11, Jeff Thompson. The assist to number 2, John Parrish. The goal coming at 11:33 of the second period.
So at 11:33, Thompson from Paris. Thompson's second goal of the season. A face-off and a stoppage in play now just at the blue line right in front of the Middlebury bench. 7:20 now left in the second period. 1-1, Camels and Panthers.
You got to pick up your intensity because They had it for the first 6-7 minutes of this period, and they've stopped off a little bit. Got let Connecticut College get that equalizer. If you're Middlebury, you have to pick up your intensity. You got to pick up the forecheck here.
Middlebury, a huge lead in shots on goal, but as Brett said, the game, they're a little flat right now, and Connecticut College has really picked up the pace, and here they come one more time. Hamels Moreau over the line. Beats Neary to the puck. Neary muscled out of the play. Stepping in. Belisle. Panthers, lots of trouble getting out. Finally, just a little shovel pass to relieve the pressure there by McClellan. But it's the Camels turning it around one more time. Moreau, right side, drops it back for Giordano. Giordano to Moreau. Panthers lose control of the puck. It's Giordano in front. Shot. Backhand shot just goes wide. Giordano now with it behind the Middlebury net. Tries a wraparound. Klein holding the post. And a stoppage in play. But right now, the Panthers looking very disorganized out there, Brett. They can't get the puck away from Connecticut College. And right now, it's Steve Klein kind of holding the fort. And
right now, Connecticut College is winning the physical battles. They're winning the battles along the boards. They're getting to loose pucks. They're getting those 50-50 pucks. And physical confrontations are going the way of the Camels. This has been the last 5 or 6 minutes right now. So, again, Middlebury's got to pick that up.
6:24 left in the second period. Score tied at 1. But right now it's all Camels. Let's see what the Panthers can do. Cage with the puck. Advances it to Lyman. Into the Camel zone to Conrad in the corner. Stopped. Puck shot out to the center ice area. Middlebury's Belush intercepts. Can't get much going there. Sends it over the line. Lyman in the Camel zone. Tries to center it in front to Conrad. Didn't work. Ramp down low. Lyman with it again. Stop. Back come the Camels. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. Looks like it's going to be an offside. And a faceoff coming all the way back into the Camel zone. 5:44 left in the second period. Score tied at 1. Actually, faceoff just outside the Camel blue line at the faceoff dot in front of the Panther bench. Lloyd threw it into the Camel zone. Middlebury can't keep any pressure on it. Back fly the Camels. Michaud into the Middlebury zone and behind the net to White. White tries to center out in front. Stopped by Stevens. Stevens skates it out. Middlebury player without a stick. Line change helps that out. Panthers in the Camel zone. Back to the point. Shot down low off the stick of Brendan Dawson. Easy stick save for Essery. 5 minutes exactly left in the second period. This period started off lots for Middlebury, but right now it's all Camels. 2-on-2. Camels over the Middlebury line. It shot. Goes a little bit wide off the stick of White, who's out there with Ferguson. They're able to keep it alive in the Middlebury zone. Finally, the Panthers wrestle the puck away, and it's Neary. Rifling it off, was tipped by a high stick.
I think it actually went into the Connecticut College bench, deflected that way.
Ah.
Either way, faceoff's going to be in the neutral zone with 4:38 to go in the period. It's still... Middlebury almost like they, it seems like they got to hold on for the rest of this period. Because right now, Connecticut College is really playing well. Despite only having 7 shots on goal.
Getz throws it into the Middlebury zone from the faceoff. Farabee goes in to try to keep it alive. But it's Pacini now, along with Giasanti. Into the Camel zone. Giasanti in the far corner with Pacini. But it's the Camels now. It's center ice. The 4:10 left. Over the Middlebury line. Picked up by Giasanti. To Belush. Into the Camel zone it goes. McClellan. To Pacini. In front. Shot. Score! And it's going to be number 18, Vinny Gesanti, picking up his second goal off of the stick of number 10, Joey Pacini in Middlebury. Extends the lead to 2-1.
We've been talking about Gesanti being a factor in these games. You know, he got the game last year. He got the game tying goal at New London in that 2-2 tie, and then he got the overtime winner here when these two teams met back on January 29th. And so Gesanti again, as this one goes out of play, Gesanti again providing that scoring spark just when the Panthers needed it, and the student section now getting into it.
.345 left in the second period. Middlebury's goal off the stick of Gesanti. Pacini should pick up one of the assists. We'll see who the other one might go to. So the Panthers, great job by Gesanti, and here they come again. Over the line. Panthers. Dineen. Tries to bring it in front. Dineen ragging the puck. Sends it over now into the corner. Quest. Back to the point to McKee, to Dineen. Check that, Danny Jacobs, not Dineen. Jacobs with it. 3:05 now left in the second period. Middlebury on top by a score of 2-1. Line change for the Panthers. Out there now, Dawson on the defense.
The Panthers' goal, his second of the game, scored by number 18, Vinny Gesanti. The assist to number 10, Joey Piccanini, and number 37, Mark McClellan. The goal coming at 3:52 of the second period.
Well, we'll help him out later on.
That's not exactly the way you pronounce Joey's name, I got a feeling.
Yes.
So, but at any rate, he does get the assist, but back come the Camels. Into the Middlebury zone, a shot ripped a little high over the net by Jeff Thompson. And with 2:19 left, the students now getting into the game. And it's the Panthers coming away with the puck. Allen over the Camel zone, top of the slot. Shot by Neary just over the crossbar. A.J. Wallace with it, trying to clear it out. He's stopped back at the point by Cage. Middlebury now a lot more intensity here in the last minute or so. That goal certainly put a lot of zip in their doodah. Wallace having some trouble clearing it out. Finally, Campbell's able to clear it to center ice. In and back, and it's going to be a face-off at center ice. 1:45 left in the second period.
And again, Gesanti just, he's been the best player on the ice for Middlebury, in my opinion. He's been flying all over the place, making a lot of plays out there. To me, thus far, he's been the best Panther on the ice. And, well, fortunately for them, it's taken them out to a 2-1 lead.
For McClellan, his second helper of the afternoon here. So, good time for Gesanti, as well as McClellan. Pacini picking up the assist on the goal, coming at 16:08 of the second period. 1:32 now left in the second period. Camels, Ferguson in his own zone, skating it through center ice, dishes to the right side to Michaud, over the Middlebury line, shot goes wide into the corner. Cage for the Panthers.
By the way, we might be corrected as well. It might be Piccanini, as I'm looking at the Middlebury roster on their website.
Oh, they have a phonetically spelled?
I haven't seen it yet, but we've seen a couple different ones this season early on. Piccanini.
Last minute of play in the second period. Campbell's loft a high shot. Grabbed like the center fielder by Dawson. He sets it down. Tries to get Danny Jacobs going. Jacobs stopped. But following up, Dawson. Right side. Shot in on goal. And a nice save there by Austin Essery with 39 seconds left in the second period. Shots on goal so far this period, 8 for the Panthers, 3 for the Camels. My team's traded goals, 11:33. It was Thompson from Paris for the Camels to even it. And then at 16:08, Vinny Gesanti, his second goal, gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead. Camels at center ice over the Middlebury line. Offside, and at 28.5 seconds, we'll wind this one up one more time.
So we'll have to find out between now and tomorrow if it's Piccinini or Piccinini.
Yes.
So it's one of the two. So we'll find out, actually.
Yes. Inquiring minds want to know. Face-off just outside the Middlebury blue line. Camels win, send it aside. Whoa, big hit by Andrew Neary on number 13. That would be Jacob Moreau, and he's going to need to get a headlight adjustment there because he was knocked flat on his back. Great check. 7 seconds left. Back to the point. Shot in on goal. Panthers block it, and they skate away. 2 seconds left. Over the line. Shot. There goes the horn. And the second period is over. A great period of hockey for both squads. The Panthers come out early. Not able to dent the twine. Connecticut College puts on a boatload of pressure in the middle part of that second stanza. Comes away with a goal at the 11:33 mark. And then Vinny Gisanti adds to the Middlebury total with his second goal of the night. And at the end of the second period, it's Middlebury skating to the locker room with a 2-1 lead. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower and Brett Luthner here at Kenyon Arena, where after the second period, Middlebury stands atop by a score of 2-1. Connecticut College had a good middle part of that second stanza, Brett, and with all apologies to the fans, this is not exactly the best call of a goal, but at 11:33, it was Thompson picking up the first Connecticut College goal. The Camels. Balouche not able to clear it. Klein leaves it behind the net for number 22, Cage. Cage loses the puck, and the Camels bring it in front and score. So a defensive turnover for Middlebury, eventually picking up the goal was Thompson, and the assist goes to Paris. So at 11:33 of that second period, the Camels had drawn even. And even after that, Brett, the Camels really started to take it to the Panthers. Middlebury was back on their heels. They were having just a horrible time clearing the puck. And then the team seemed to be rescued. At the 16:08 mark, Vinny DeSanti, his second goal of the game. Into the Camel zone it goes. McClellan to Pacini. In front. Shot. Score! And it's going to be number 18, Vinny DeSanti, picking up his second goal off of the stick of number 10, Joey Pacini. And Middlebury extends the lead to 2-1. So the second goal of the evening for Vinny DeSanti, that's 4 points on the season for him. For Pacini, he had the assist, 2 points in the season, but also for Mark McClellan, Brett, that's his second assist of the game, so he's having a whale of a time out there too. So DeSanti and McClellan, the ones really doing the job for the Panthers tonight.
McClellan in the previous games had a lot of opportunities, just couldn't put them away. A couple breakaways in at the Primeline tournament against Norwich and again against Plattsburgh. So he's been playing well, just hadn't been able to put it on the board today now with two assists. But remember I said, you know, we might see Vinny DeSanti at some point maybe get another one or two. We've certainly seen it because he seems to love playing against the Camels.
He's got a lot of energy, and it really is not a stretch of the imagination that he really rescued the Panthers right there in that second period. They were just down, and all of a sudden, he was like a jolt of energy and like a jolt of caffeine into the system of the Panthers.
Yeah, he's been the best Panther, in my opinion, out there tonight. His speed has been giving Connecticut College all sorts of trouble. With that speed, he's creating opportunities for his teammates. When they haven't put it away, he's taking care of it himself. So Vinny DeSanti, through the first two periods, has been the best player on the ice for the Panthers.
You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Vergennes, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
After the first 40 minutes of play, it's the Panthers up on top of the Connecticut College Camels by a score of 2-1. The out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard is sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. And Brett, I'm hopeful that there's some more scores that we can report here.
We do. We have a few more scores here. Hamilton up 3-0 on Trinity as they get ready to start the second period in Hartford. That's a little bit of a surprise, although Evan Bitenhouse is probably starting and going that one for Hamilton. But the Continentals up 3-0 on Trinity after one period of play there. Wesleyan up 1-0 on Amherst, end of the second period in Middletown. Williams trailing Tufts 2-1. Tufts, of course, coming here tomorrow afternoon. That is late second period, 4:14 to go in the second. Tufts got a 2-1 lead on Williams in that game. Bowdoin, a 1-0 lead on Colby, end of the second period in Brunswick. And as we look at the women's score, they've gotten one back, but the Panthers still trail Connecticut College 3-1 as they get ready to start the third period of play in New London.
And that's the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard. Sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And this is Martin Clark.
Martin, the Christmas tree looks crooked. It's making the ornaments look lopsided.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It's crooked. It needs to be tilted a little more to the left. Can you fix that?
Fine. Okay, how's that?
Not quite right. Maybe to the right.
Okay.
Wait. Maybe a little to the left. Or spin it a little.
Spin it? Fine, I'll spin it.
Easy, Martin. You're making the ornaments fall off.
I noticed.
You know, Martin, we should get one of those perfect tree stands, the kind with the straightening foot pedal. What do you think?
I think it might be a little late for that.
For just what you need for all your home projects, from Christmas lights to ornaments and the perfect tree stand, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower, Brett Luthner at Kenyon Arena. Middlebury entering the third period with a lead 2-1. And Brett, this is where the Panthers need to be careful. Keeping the lead in the third period has been their Achilles heel this season as well as last.
Well, it's... if you really go back to it, you know, as we just dial back to last season, with the Panthers, actually, let's look at the statistics overall. Middlebury coming into this game this season have allowed 7 goals in the third period, scored just 3. So that's, as you said, for this year been a bugaboo. Last season, if you break it down the entire season, it actually wasn't as bad as it might have seemed. Middlebury scoring 21, allowing 20. So, but it's not how many, it's the timeliness of those
right.
goals.
Exactly.
So,
and I just remember the Williams games when we had the lead, and it just kind of frittered away there at the end, and it's some of those there. Some of them hurt worse than others.
Yeah, the 5-4 overtime loss at Williams. Middlebury had themselves a 3-1 lead after 2. Williams tied it at 3, back and forth again until Williams won in overtime. Then the two got together again, the next day?
Yep, next day.
Right here. It was a 3-2 loss, and that was another. Middlebury scoring the first 2 goals, and Williams got the last 3, including 1 in the third.
Yep.
So it's not how many, it's timeliness.
Exactly. So not much to report out west for some of the schools that we face out in Wisconsin. But, Brett, there's some scores there. We saw something Norwich was up against the UMass Boston, by a score of 4-2?
4-0. Norwich up on UMass Boston. St. Michael's up 2-1 on Babson. That's starting the third period of play there. And Plattsburgh and Potsdam tied at 2, end of 2, over in Plattsburgh.
For this third period, the Panthers skating left to right on your radio dial. It's Austin Essery in the net down in the student section, and as the students have filed in here, he is going to be hearing an earful and a half.
Nice.
When the students get rolling here, it's quite raucous.
Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together, onecu.org, 7 Green Street, Virginia. Also by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified, and Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms.
From the faceoff, Jasanti draws the puck. It goes all the way back into the Middlebury zone to Dawson. Behind his own net, Steve Klein points the stick down to Cornwall and said, go get him. And here they come. Turnbull, touch pass. Jasanti into the corner, Turnbull. Jasanti with the puck, able to bring it down in the far corner, battling for it. Jasanti, Turnbull. Jasanti loses the puck, chases the camel around the net. Runs Driscoll off the puck. McClellan now to Turnbull. To McClellan. Jasanti going to the bench. Fresh legs out for Neil Sinclair. Camel's able to get it out of their own zone. Flip it into the Middlebury zone. 19-13 left in the game. Middlebury 2, Camel's 1. Dawson to Neary at center ice. Contentious to throw it into the Camel zone. Skating hard to bring it in. Mitch Allen to Stevens. The second line out there for the Panthers along with Lloyd. Stevens keeps it alive. Lloyd whacks the defender with a stick but can't keep it in. Bellucci not able to make much of that. Connor Lloyd grabs a hold of it. Throws it into the Camel zone. Middlebury on a line change with 18:30 now left in the third period. Wallace out there with Judson. Puck goes into the Middlebury bench area and a stoppage in play. 18:23 left in the game. Middlebury 2, Connecticut College 1. Shots on goal in that second period. 10 for Middlebury, just 3 for the Camels, but the Camels made one of those count, tying the game temporarily at the 11:33 mark of the second period. Back come the Camels into the Middlebury zone from the faceoff. Good hip check there by number 25, Greg Conrad, knocks the Camel off the puck. Middlebury brings it back in, offside the call, and with 18:10, another faceoff just outside the blue line. Right down, actually, in front of the, right in front of us at the faceoff dot, Brett.
And what's interesting is after the whistle went, Greg Conrad just kept on going and just slid the puck into the net, and that drew the ire of one Liam Ferguson, number 28.
Conrad for Middlebury to Lyman. Camels having some difficulty trying to clear the zone. Middlebury knocking the players off the puck, but Camels just able to get it out. That was oh so close. I don't know if that really came out or not.
Nope.
But we'll.
Oh, it's a penalty, I think.
Oh, is it? Yes, it is. Penalty coming up. That's Danny Jacobs going off.
Yep. Yeah, and I was like, I'm thinking the same thing as you, Kim. There's no way that was offside. Well, now we know why the whistle was blown.
And that's even worse. It's going to take the play all the way back into the Middlebury zone to the right side of Steve Klein. We'll wait for the call from Bruce Zeman. Let's see what the Camels have in store now with Dittmore out there along with Garlasco. They throw it into the corner, picked off by Neary.
Jacobs. He receives 2 minutes for interference.
Interference, the call. Camels on the power play. 1:41 left in the Middlebury penalty. Top of the slot, it goes to Dittmore. Sliding it over to Belial. Belial in front, tries to sneak it through the crease area. Klein down on his knees. Back to the shot, score! Camels whacking at it in front of the net. It finally came back, and Jacob Moreau wound up from about 5 feet in front of the net and took a shot high over the shoulder of Steve Klein, and the game is tied at two. A power play goal coming at the 2:44 mark.
First power play goal in the season for the Camels. There's nothing Stephen Klein could do about it. He was trying to hold that post tight. The puck just happened to pop out into the slot, and, I mean, I just... Not much you can do. That's a first career goal, by the way. And that was just an absolute hammer from about...
He wound up. That was a slap shot from about 5 feet in front of the net. I mean, that thing had top shelf labeled all the way.
That was just... You just throw a hand up and you hope you get a piece of it. Unfortunately for Klein, didn't.
But here come the Camels again. It's Paris over the line. He's skated out of the play. But at 2:44 in the third period, we're knotted at two. And again, Middlebury's woes, the timeliness of goals in the third period coming back to haunt them here. Let's see with 16:50 how the rest of this period plays out. Bellucci. Nothing going there. Camels return. Mashaud over the Middlebury line. Shot blocked by the defense into the corner. Mashaud with it one more time. Out there with White. White calling for the puck. Mashaud has a Panther draped over his back. Gets it back to White. In front, Klein sticks it aside. Mashaud tried to bring it in front.
The Camels goal, power play goal, scored by number 13, Jacob Moreau. The assist to number 10, Joe Giordano, and number 27, Brian Belial. The goal coming at 2:44 of the third period.
Giordano and Belial picking up the helpers on that. For Giordano, that's his second assist on the season.
And for Moreau, who had led the team in scoring, he's the only one with multiple points for Connecticut College. It's his first collegiate goal.
Camels on the attack again. 16 minutes now left. Long pass down the ice to Driscoll. Driscoll beats the Panther to the puck in the far corner. Middlebury trying to clear it out. Chipped at the puck, but stopped by Farabee. Farabee in front. Camels take the shot. Klein holds the post. Middlebury defense letting down a little bit. Klein without a stick now. Finally able to grab it. Grabs the puck and holds on for a faceoff. So a little bit of danger there as Steve Klein lost his stick. And the Middlebury defense seems to be collapsing in on Klein a little bit. They're not keeping Connecticut College away like they were the first part of the game.
Because Connecticut College is using their speed to come into the zone. They're using speed to come into the zone and push that defense back. And that's really, the Panthers got to apply pressure here. They got to step up on pucks. They got to win physical battles.
McClellan sends the puck to center ice. Vinny Gisanti. Stop. Back comes Giordano. Offside. Camels. 15:23 left in the third period. Score tied at two. Camels with a power play goal at 2:44 of this third stanza. Moreau from Giordano and Belial. Dawson ahead to McClellan. tips the puck on the left side into the camel zone. Jasanti tried to rush in to get a hold of it. He's stopped, and back comes Giordano. Shot into the Middlebury zone, goes to retrieve it himself. Middlebury beats him into it. But he can't clear the puck. Wallace and Judson back at the point for the Camels. Panthers finally able to tip it by Wallace all the way down the ice. And that's going to be an icing call with 14:49 now left in the third period.
Middlebury Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Also by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. And by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Face off in the Middlebury zone to the right of Steve Klein. Panthers can't clear it out. It's back. Wallace takes the shot, goes wide behind the net. Stepping up, Judson sends it behind the net to Michaud. Camels in the far corner, look to center in front. Michaud was right in the slot area, couldn't get his stick on it. Wallace around behind the net again to Ferguson. Ferguson drags the puck in front. He's stopped, but the Panthers can't clear the zone. 14:15 left, third period, score tied at 2. Camels giving Middlebury all they can handle right now. Panthers back on their heels. Finally, an outlet pass just to relieve some pressure, but it's the Camels on it very quickly. Over the Middlebury line one more time. Thompson, shot. Into the corner it goes. Camels control. 13:50 left. Middlebury having some difficulty. Lloyd finally sends it behind the net where Cage has it for Middlebury. Cage bounces it off the boards in the general vicinity of Travis Stevens, but is picked off by the Camels, and back they start again. This time, though, Middlebury intercepts. Bellucci sends it into the zone. Mitch Allen races in there for it, along with Quast. Quast digging for the puck. Allen, finally, the Camels come away with it. And it's center ice. The Camels almost had a breakaway there. Then they do. They intercept the puck. In on goal. Shots in front. Score! Camels score. It's going to be John Paris after Jeff Thompson stole the puck from the Middlebury defender. And the Camels go on top by a score of 3-2. That goal coming at the 6:53 mark.
That looked like Dineen had it roll off his stick. And when it did, it allowed Connecticut College to essentially have a breakaway down low. The initial shot was stopped, but then Paris, following up on the rebound, is able to stuff it home past a prone Klein.
6:53, two third period goals now, and Middlebury finds themselves down by a score of 3-2. We'll wait for the official score to be called and see who finally did get all of the assists on that. Panthers now in the camel zone. Jasanti back to the point to Dawson. Right side. Jasanti down low. Jasanti top of the slot. Flips it over to the other side where Neary has it. Neary tries to drive it down low in the general vicinity of McClellan. But it's the Camels picking it up. Neary sends it in. Stop made by Essery. Up to Giordano. Over the line to Belial. Belial in front. Shot. Panthers block that off the stick of Moreau. And back to Panthers. Counter punch at center ice at Stevens. Right side into the camel zone. He's skated off the puck by Farabee. Farabee and Stevens. He chases him around the boards. Panthers not able to keep it in the zone.
The Camels goal scored by number 2, John Paris. The assist number 11, Jeff Thompson. The goal coming at 6:53 of the third period.
So it's Thompson picking up his second point of the evening. A goal and an assist.
Both of them.
Paris, yes, matter of fact, that combination, you're right. Both of them. That was the combination on the first goal for them.
So Paris, first of the year from Thompson. Now the Panthers have to really push.
They do. 11:52 left.
6 shots on goal for Connecticut College this period, none for Middlebury, and we're almost 9 minutes into the contest. So it tells you where the puck's been played this part of the period so far. Campbell's throw the puck down ice. Middlebury able to pick it up into Spencer Cage at center ice. Over the line to Lyman. Lyman in behind the crease to Conrad. Conrad digging for the puck. In front, shot. Nobody there to put it home off the stick of Lyman. Now back to the point. Good shot by Brendan Dawson. Goes a bit wide. Middlebury a little bit of pressure now. Lyman with the puck in the student corner. Digging it. Quest. Quest can't keep it in, and it's chipped over the stick of Cage down back into the Middlebury zone. Back there for it, Dawson. 10:50 now left in the game. Camels 3, Middlebury 2. Dawson. An end-to-end rush, but it doesn't end nicely, and the Camels control the puck in their own zone. Judson, in front of his own bench, flips it into the Middlebury zone. Ferguson chases it down. Takes up a position in front of the Middlebury net. 10:25 now left. Back to the point. Panthers just kind of skating around. Finally control the puck. Let's see if they can get something going here. Nice forecheck. Knocks Jasanti off his stride. Jasanti coughs up the puck. Back come the Camels. 1-on-2 over the line. Shot score! The Camels put it away. A beauty shot off the stick of Kevin Doyle. And the Camels extend the lead to 4-2.
Jasanti trying to make a play from his knees. The pass was errant all the way through, and Doyle just picked it off, walked right in, and beats Klein short side. And so it's these are the mistakes that have cost Middlebury so far this season. It just happens to come at glaring moments in the game.
That goal coming at the 9:55 mark. It'll be Doyle, and we'll see who picks up the assist. But a big defensive turnover at center ice, and the Camels capitalize on it. Middlebury down by 2 with the puck. Let's see if there's a little more urgency out there for the boys now. Lloyd, and a whistle on the play. And I think there's going to be a penalty coming up against Middlebury.
Oh, I think initially it was going to be against Connecticut College, and then I believe Allen just got a retaliation. I'm not sure. I'm
17 going, and
it's Golasco, yep, yeah.
It's going to be number 44, Connor Lloyd. Nope, excuse me, 26, Allen, you're right. Going in for the Panthers. 2 minutes in the penalty to Connecticut College, and I'm going to guess 2 minutes for Mr. Allen as well.
Probably. Time of the penalty is 10:09. But that's the kind of penalty you don't want. Because it looked like it was going to be power play Middlebury. And you take a smack at the guy after the whistle. And now it's back to 4-on-4.
From the faceoff, Middlebury controls in the Camel zone. Quest. Shot blocked. Camels dump it out to center ice. Foot race for the puck. Michaud races in against Cage. They battle in the Middlebury far corner now.
Here are the penalties. The Panthers, number 26, Mitchell Allen, receives 2 minutes for roughing. To the Camels, number 17, Rory Golasco, he receives 2 minutes for boarding. Time of the penalties, 9:51 of the third period.
Played in the Middlebury zone. 9 minutes exactly left in the contest. 1:06 left in the matching penalties. Team skating 4 aside. Middlebury having some difficulty breaking out of their own zone. They cough the puck up at center ice. Camels come over the line. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Over the Middlebury line. Into the corner it goes. It was Wallace centering the puck.
14, Kevin Doyle. The goal is unassisted and comes at 9:55 of the third period.
Unassisted, Kevin Doyle's goal. And it's the Camels still controlling the play in the Middlebury zone.
centered in front. Panthers finally able to grab a hold of it. Jimmy McKee sends a lazy shot out to the center ice area. 27 seconds left, but it's the Camels over the middle of our line. Shot just over the top of the crossbar by Belisle. Back come the Panthers. Two on three. Shot, save, rebound in front. No Panther there. And a faceoff will be coming as a good burst of energy by McClellan bringing it down the ice. Vinny Gisanti, of course, who else would be in the middle of it but Vinny. And now he's taken a little bit of abuse there, and he's now being told to get off the ice.
4-3-8-7-2-6. That's 4-3-8-7-2-6.
Gisanti is getting a penalty for slashing.
Vinny is a little bit hot under the collar, if nothing else. But now that puts Middlebury in a very bad position. Neary, the captain, trying to argue the case. And on top of that, the faceoff now comes all the way back into the Middlebury zone. So Gisanti for the slash.
12 minutes even. And this is frustration. This is right now, it's a frustrating part of the game for the Panthers. And I think Coach Sinclair's calling a timeout. I believe.
Yep.
Timeout.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
So, it's just, this has not been the third period you want if you're the Panthers. Connecticut College, from the opening faceoff, has controlled this period. 12-2 were the shots in favor of Connecticut College in this period. Mm-hmm. And you're really looking at having three goals, quantity and timeliness of them. So it's just, and for Connecticut College, they came in only scoring five goals in their first four games.
I know, this is a breakout game for them.
Complete explosion. Here's another thing. Should they hold on, it'll be their first. They have not won a game, Connecticut College, since January 9th.
Since January the 9th of last year, almost 330 days.
Yes. They won. They beat Manhattanville 4-3 on January 9th. It was a weekend sweep. They beat Stonehill two nights earlier. Before that, they have not won a game since. 0-16-1. And now they come into this one, now 8 minutes away from notching a victory. And a NESCAC victory at that, which they didn't have one at all last year.
The Panthers have dug themselves quite the hole. And time will tell here over the next 8 minutes if they're going to be able to dig themselves out. Right now, Middlebury just three skaters because of Gisanti's slashing penalty. Camels from the faceoff back to the point. Trying to drive it down low to number 13, Moreau. Cross ice, almost deflects it off a Panther into the net. Middlebury just trying to rag the puck a little bit, just keep it away, and finally able just to lift it down the ice. The matching penalties are over. 1:30 now left in the penalty to Gisanti. 7:25 remaining in the game. Camels 4, Panthers 2. Garlesko over the Middlebury line. Drops back to the point to Moreau. Moreau to Garlesko. Shot just goes wide. Rebound comes all the way by the Middlebury bench down past the penalty box and forces Moreau to skate all the way back into his own zone. Puck was stolen off of his stick, and with 58 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty, the Panthers shoot it down into the Camel zone. Retrieving it there, Michaud. He's stopped on a nice forecheck by Jimmy McKee. Michaud, cross to Garlesko. Center ice. Headmans the puck to Mowry. Mowry's shot goes wide. Panthers look to try to pick it up and clear it off, but Michaud is there first. Panthers do finally just whack it out in the center ice area. 30 seconds now left in the Middlebury penalty. Panthers down 4-2. 6 minutes and 20 seconds left to write that score. Back come the Camels at center ice one more time. Chase over the line. Shot. Nice breadbasket save by Steve Klein, and he hangs on for a faceoff. 6:12 remaining in the third period. Camels 4, Middlebury 2. Three unanswered third period goals for the Camels have put the Panthers down in this game. Camels back to the point. Wallace drives it low. Leaves it for Thompson. Thompson has two of those goals for the Camels tonight. Looking to get his hat trick. Back to the point. Wallace drives it in front. Shot. Rebound. Wallace right there. Along with Thompson. And Thompson trying to just push it underneath Steve Klein. But Klein holds on for the save. The penalty to Jasanti has expired. Teams are now back at full strength.
Panther Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Also by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury.
Middlebury controls from the faceoff. Pacini having some trouble. He's out there with Jasanti. That's a pretty high-powered combination for the Panthers. A lot of speed there. But it's the Camels controlling in the Middlebury zone with 5:30 now left. Panthers able to finally clear it out. And it's Jasanti to Pacini. To Jasanti. Gets around the defense. Goes in. Tries to muscle his player out of the way. Able to get it in front to Mitch Allen. Allen can't do anything with it. Pacini and Allen. And now Jasanti steps into... Puts a big check into his defender, number 15, Mowry. Panthers shoot it into the zone. It's Allen back to Belushi. His shot over the crossbar. 4:53 now left. Big check there by Travis Stevens. Leaves his defender on the ice, but it's the Camels clearing it to center ice. Stevens now chips the puck. Camels control at center ice. Contentious to bounce it off the boards is Michaud. Down in the Middlebury zone. Belisle. Can't keep the puck alive. Lots of wood being smacked around out there. A lot of bodies being smacked around there now with 4:20 left in the game. Middlebury getting a lot more physical here. They're down by two goals. They need a strike here quickly. Allen over the line. He's dumped. Puck cleared back to center ice area. Cage with it now. Throws it cross ice. Racing in Conrad in the Camel zone. Conrad can't keep it alive. Camels shoot it out to center ice, forcing Middlebury to regroup. 3:45 now left. Middlebury shoots it into the Camel zone. Garlasco with it around the boards. Got it to Giordano. He clears it to center ice. Middlebury regroups one more time. 3:30 left. Over the line come the Panthers. Stopped once again. And Middlebury finally, it gets chipped into the bench there by Jimmy McKee for the Panthers. And that will stop play. 3:25 left in the contest. Connecticut College 4. Middlebury 2.
Panther Hockey brought to you by Della Motorsports, your motorsports headquarters, and by Denniker Chevrolet, which is 7 South Middlebury, DennikerChevrolet.com. As we try to get all our promos in before the night's over.
Panthers shoot it in the Camel zone. Camels do a nice job picking up the puck, just keeping it on the perimeter, just trying to clear the zone. Stop there. Thompson couldn't get it out. Thompson gets another chance at it. Now he does. Skates it in front of his own bench. He's knocked down. Following up, Paris and Thompson. They've been quite the wrecking crew for the Camels tonight. And the Panthers have pulled the goalie. Steve Klein is on the bench, but now he's coming back on the ice. So with 2:53, Neil Sinclair rolling the dice. Yeah. Just figured, what the heck?
Well, you know what? They're finally starting to put on some pressure, so you need to ramp it up a bit more. Center ice faceoff, you got to put Klein back in net, but you might see him come out again.
Yep.
Although not right now with that one rolling on goal.
No.
Gives us a chance to tell you a couple more sponsors. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury, and Lathrop Forest Products for more than six generations. They've been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. South Street in Bristol.
All right, Stevens for the Panthers. Bellucci trying to get something going here. He's stopped. Quest. Puck shot back into the Middlebury zones. Cage and Bellucci back there on the defense for Middlebury. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left. Garlasco intercepts the puck at center ice right by his bench. Bit of a scrum right there. Nobody really able to come away with it. Campbell's contentious to chew up valuable seconds here. The puck is alive. It's just Middlebury can't do anything with it. And finally, the Panthers come away with it. It's Cage to Stevens. Shot blocked at the defense. Nicely done. Racing in, though. Dawson for the Panthers. Into the corner with Stevens. Stevens peels to the bench. Garlasco, easy out for the Camels. 1:52 left. Middlebury net is empty. Panthers with the extra attacker. Pacini couldn't get anything going. Giasanti to Pacini. Over the line, and that's going to be offside Middlebury. 1:40 left. The Panther net is empty. They have the extra attacker, and they're down by 2-4 with 1:40 left in the contest.
It's just, you almost get the sense of, you know, where it's been all the third period. It's, they got pressure going on now. They've had attack zone time, but they just haven't put anything towards goal. Even in this period, they still only have two shots on goal. And some of the students will get a souvenir.
Yep. Puck chipped out of play, and the fans in the stands starting to head for their various parties for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
1:32 left in the game.
Although the student section still in, you know, there's still a good crowd over there in that corner.
Chase around behind the net to Dittmore. To Moreau. Clears the zone. 1:19 left. Remember, the Panther net is empty. They have the extra attacker, but Middlebury unable to get any kind of pressure going here at all. Puck in the corner. Chase just takes a 9-iron shot at it, and it clears down the ice. A foot race for the puck. Belial in front. Panthers able to take it aside. Last minute of play as Moreau almost had a chance for an empty netter there. Here come the Panthers. Neary on the right side. Around behind the Camel net. The Camels pick it up. Bounce pass. Down the ice it goes. 44 seconds. Dawson with it. Touch pass to Giasanti. Right into the waiting arms of Austin Essery. And with 37 seconds left, a faceoff in Essery's end of the ice. But I think the epitaph has been written on this one, Brett.
Just that ended up being their third shot on goal this period for Middlebury. Just Connecticut College played strong in the first half of this third period. That's really what's been the difference in this game here this evening.
14 shots for the Camels this period.
Just three for Middlebury.
So just a complete turnaround from that second period when the Panthers were on top of the shots. 10-3 in the second period. A 180 reversal. Back to the point. Bellucci the shot. And Essery makes a nice save. Right in the blue ice area, Greg Conrad getting kind of a little bit of a shove.
It's even so, at this point, 33.1, it's got to just throw pucks at net and get rebounds. They don't have to worry about jabbing away when the whistle's been blown.
No. Faceoff to the right side of Essery. Back to the point, Bellucci shot. Essery grabbed that one. Boy, he looks like the Cubs center fielder on that one.
Grab it, or a shortstop. You take your pick. Either one. You know, but grab it and just, you know, that's all you have to do, really. Because you're in control of the clock now. If you're Connecticut College, you're in control of the clock. Just, you know, if you have to eat it every 3 seconds, go ahead.
Middlebury has the extra attacker. The net is empty. Has been for about the last minute or so. Bellucci on the right side. Around behind the net. Not much going there for the Panthers. And the Camels able to send it out to center ice. Conrad now around the boards to Stevens. Camels in front. Gave up the puck. But Middlebury not able to get a quality shot on the net. Moreau with the puck. And there goes the horn. And the third period woes for Middlebury College continue as three unanswered goals by the Camels propel them to a 4-2 victory over the Middlebury College Panthers. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Vergennes, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
The third period woes for the Middlebury College Panthers continued tonight. Three unanswered goals by the Conn College Camels sunk the Middlebury ship. Final score, 4-2. The period started off all Connecticut College and ended all Connecticut College. The Camels tied the score at 2 at the 2:44 mark. A power play goal, their first power play of the season, Moreau from Giordano and Belisle. Along with Quast digging for the puck. Allen, finally, the Camels come away with it. And it's center ice. The Camels almost had a breakaway there. Then they do. They intercept the puck. In on goal. Shots. In front. Score! Camels score. It's going to be John Paris after Jeff Thompson stole the puck from the Middlebury defender. And the Camels go on top by a score of 3-2. All right, that was actually not the second Camel goal. That was the third Camel goal, that one coming at 6:53. Goal going to Paris, assist going to Thompson. At that point, it was 3-2 at Connecticut College. Middlebury still looked like they could come back, but at 9:55, the dagger in the heart of the Panthers was Doyle as he put the game out of reach for Middlebury, and it came like this. Finally, control the puck. Let's see if they can get something going here. Nice forecheck. Knocks Jusanti off his stride. Jusanti coughs up the puck. Back come the Camels. 1-on-2 over the line. Shot, score! The Camels put it away. A beauty shot off the stick of Kevin Doyle. And the Camels extend the lead to 4-2. The team skated the rest of that period, 10 minutes and 5 seconds, pretty much even, but Middlebury, not any good solid chance whatsoever. And the game ends up Camels 4, Panthers 2. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Home cooking was not the answer for the Panthers this evening. The Camels take it to Middlebury by a score of 4-2. The stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know.
Third star of the game, Vinny Jusanti, had a pair of goals for the Panthers. Can't overlook that feat here this evening. So Vinny Jusanti gets the third star of the game. Second star, goal and an assist, will go to Thompson of Connecticut College. He got the first goal for the Camels, and then he had an assist on what would be the game-winning goal. So
Jeff Thompson
gets the number two star. Number one star, John Paris, he also a goal and an assist, including that game winner, following up the Thompson rebound. And so Paris, that being John Paris, gets the number one star for Connecticut College.
Thompson, a first-year player there, a freshman for Connecticut College, so he had himself a whale of a game there.
Yeah.
And, of course, Vinny Jusanti, really, if there's clearly the best Panther on the ice, Vinny was that Panther.
Yeah.
So the Panthers fall 4-2, Brett. Not a lot of time to sit around and cry in your beer, though. They're going to be back on the ice tomorrow at 3 o'clock against the Tufts Jumbos. How are the Jumbos doing down in the land of the Purple Cow?
Up 3-2, midway through the third period right now, taking on Williams. They had a lead in that game. It was 2-1 after two, after a scoreless first period. The thing, Mason Poldy is playing in goal for Tufts. And I say that because it's interesting to see who will be in net for them tomorrow. Will be Poldy, who's been lights out
right
to start the season, or will be Nick Nunes, who's been good but not nearly as good as Poldy. And that's going to be an interesting dynamic going into tomorrow's game. But Poldy in goal tonight for Tufts. He's got a 3-2 lead over Michael Pinios and Williams. That is in the third period with 6:13 to go.
It'll be interesting to see what Middlebury does tomorrow. They came out well in the first period. They played moderately well in the second period, and then the wheels just all came apart there in that third period.
Yeah, my favorite expression lately is the game got sideways, and it did in the third period from the get-go, though. Connecticut College came out. They saw what they had to do to establish themselves in the game, Connecticut College. When they scored that first goal, it's like, all right, finally, if we start applying some physical pressure and we win the physical battles, we should win this game. And that's what happened in the third period, is they came out, they won the physical battles, they won the 50-50 pucks, and as a result, they get three goals in the third period. Middlebury has to take that now tomorrow. It's like, listen, we cannot play like that again.
We got beat in the third period against Plattsburgh. We got beat in the third period tonight against Connecticut College. We're going to come out against Tufts tomorrow. We cannot have a flat third like that. We got to come out, play all 60 minutes. And as Coach Sinclair says, trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
He always says that, trust the process. And I think these guys still have to learn that.
We'll be on the air tomorrow at 2:30 with the LeBurge Insurance Agency pregame show. So 2:30 here on WVTK. The puck drops at 3 o'clock. For our engineer, Jim Tye, back at the studio, and Brett Luthner and I, wishing you a pleasant evening from Kenyon Arena. Final score once again, Connecticut College Camels 4, Middlebury College 2. Good night from Middlebury.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at nbmvt.com. LeBurge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LeBurge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products, for more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.